This is Artist Stories, featuring the stories of artists and arts organizations in our region. Artist Stories is a project of the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona, which is partially funded by the City of Tucson and Pima County. I'm Janae Sanchez, and today I'm joined by Senna Flora, botany artist, wild plant enthusiast, single independent parent, and creator of Remedy Rising. Welcome, Senna.
Thank you.
I'm so glad you are joining us on Artist Stories, and I would love to start off by asking you about the roots of your art practice and really the moment you knew you wanted to pursue a career as a creative.
Cool. Yeah, I feel like the roots of my art practice kind of dated back to my really early elementary school times. I had a really kind of special kindergarten, or it might have been first grade, art teacher. Her name was Mrs. Art Clark, and she just had like this kind of sunny, magical, inspiring environment in her classroom with, like, it's kind of hard to describe, but it would have been like the ambiance of the space and kind of the group dynamic of the class and her energy. So that kind of set this fascination with art that kind of had it as my favorite subject, like, throughout the rest of school. And then I kind of just did a lot of drawing and painting and sewing throughout the rest of my adolescence and into my teen years. And I did like one semester of an art school, but that was all way too rigid and dogmatic for me. The rules felt kind of counterintuitive to what the art practice is supposed to be. So like any of that kind of training kind of fell by the wayside. But so those are kind of the roots, but I do feel like pursuing a career as a creative kind of resulted from my post-schooling choices. Kind of just like got into this lifestyle that provided a lot more time and focus on art and like kind of a slower paced thing. It was kind of like a minimalist choice, but like hitchhiking and traveling around the states and non-US states and living more of a lifestyle of barter and trade and like work trade. So living on communal farms and collective land projects and places like that. And so I feel like that lifestyle kind of enabled or birthed the process of spending long hours studying plants and perfecting art, and just through living in kind of ramshackly cabins and having less amenities and less comforts and having, you know, less of that access, it resulted in there being a less of a responsibility in the form of my time and labor. So there was just having all this time and space and ability to be art focused instead of focusing on other alternative things. It kind of gave me a taste of what my priorities were, which is plants and art. And I guess, and made me kind of understand that was possible. And I feel like that without going down that road, my priorities could have easily gone in a different direction without that experience. So it was kind of the ability to have a slow lifestyle, I think. And then especially once meeting some people at one of the original farms in the Ozark Mountains who introduced me into plant identification. And then I got really hooked on that first farm when I first got into like plant identification and art. I would stretch canvases like in every nook and cranny wherever I could in these crappy cabins, mm-hmm. and just like what just kind of made do with whatever I had, but was like just going really hard with that. And then me and all my friends would wear these like canvas paintings, mm-hmm. of these plants. And so, but yeah, living in the backwoods, I feel like, is kind of the answer to what catalyzed the whole thing.
Beautiful. Senna, thank you for sharing about your art trajectory. It's just been a joy to have this conversation with you. Thank you.
Yeah, it was so fulfilling and nurturing. Thanks so much.
This has been Artist Stories, featuring the stories of artists and arts organizations in our region. To listen to the full podcast, visit kxci.org. Music for this podcast was created by Jonathan Rodriguez.